So next Tuesday, I'm going to be celebrating an anniversary. It will be the 37th anniversary of my coming to Detroit as a reporter and anchor for Channel 7. And I always celebrate it because Detroit's been so good to me, and it's obviously where I met my wife and had my kids. But the first day on the street, I kid you not, the first day on the street, I was driving with two guys, John Fuller, who was a former reporter and anchor, who then was a cameraman, and Jerry Tyrion, who was my sound man, later a cameraman. And they said, you know, you're a Detroiter in training, and that means you have to make a choice. In Detroit, you're either a Lafayette Coney guy or you're an American Coney guy. And normally you would make the choice, but because you're riding with us, the choice has been made for you. From now on, you're an American Coney guy. And they took me from my first American Coney dog, and I have been a confirmed addict ever since. And my friends at American Coney Island have a great fundraiser coming up. Grace Karros, the co-owner and proprietor of my favorite spot on the corner there of Lafayette, joins us live this morning. Grace, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you. That's a great story. Congratulations, first on 37 years, and you were with some smart friends. They knew exactly where to bring you.
Well, and I know that Danny knows him well, and we've lost both of them.
He's not around anymore, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, that was my introduction to truly one of the fine delicacies of Detroit.
And so, I mean, 104 years, we're an institution, right? Exactly. That's a great story.
And that 104 years dates back to the time that Harry Houdini brought his show here to Detroit, and then... Yes. Because of an injury he had sustained earlier, passed away here, I believe, on Halloween. And right. You have a part in that story.
Well, yeah. So, a lot of people in Detroit don't know about this. In fact, I didn't know about it. And as soon as I heard about it, I thought it's directly across the street from us. It's right on Griswold. It used to be the Garrick Theater. So on Sunday, October 24th is when we're having our event. But it is exact to the day. That's when his last show was there on a Sunday, October 24th. So it just worked out. And people don't know this. I mean, it's right there. You can still, there's no one in the building now. It's empty. But you can still see where the marquee sign was on the building and everything. So I thought, you know what? With COVID and everything, there haven't been events. You know, I do a lot of charity. We haven't been able to do much of anything. I'm like, you know what? It's time. Organizations and charities are suffering. Let's do an event, raise some money, and we are doing the Houdini Weenie event. All proceeds are going to go to the Autism Alliance of Michigan. And we came up with a Houdini Weenie, which is our special hot dog we'll be selling that day. And everybody come on down. It's from 11 to 5 on Sunday.
Well, I've been making your Coney dogs disappear for a lot of years, and I'm not a magician. Okay? But tell me, what distinguishes a Houdini Weenie from a normal Coney?
All right, so what it's going to be is it's going to be like our special, our American special, but everything's going to be constructed a little differently. So there'll be like fries on the bottom in the bun, cheese, then the hot dog, then some ground beef, mustard, onions, and we're going to cover it all up with chili. You know, it's just kind of cheeky, something different. So it's all covered up, and then you bite into it and see what you get.
I love the idea of a mystery in every bite. And tell me about the Autism Alliance of Michigan. Every day we're reminded just how many lives are touched by those on the spectrum, and what constitutes being on the spectrum encompasses more and more of our neighbors.
Oh, it's totally. I mean, it's more and more. I mean, I'm learning so much more about this. There's apparently over 20,000 children with autism in Michigan. Older adults, young adults can't find jobs. First-time parents who find out that their children are on the spectrum don't know how to navigate it. And when you get a hold of them, they guide you through it for no money at all, step by step by step, from the beginning, from when you're a little child up until you're an adult employing you, resources. It's right. Just really amazing. Like I said, these organizations haven't been able to raise much money or do anything this last year and a half. And
all right,
you know, it's time.
I'm beginning my fast right now. Okay, I'm gonna set the Pop-Tart aside. And
yes.
And so tell me where I need to go to support this event, and where all our neighbors can go and our listeners.
You need to come downtown to the American Coney Island, 114 West Lafayette. We're right on the corner, the Garrick Theater, where Houdini's last show is. Kitty Corner, you'll see that. We're gonna have a magician, an illusionist, music, Houdini Weenie, and it's just going to be a fun Sunday. The weather's going to be great. It's this Sunday, October 24th, from 11 to 5 p.m.
11 to 5 p.m. We know where to find you, Grace. It's a landmark, and we look
forward to sampling
our first Houdini Weenie after I sampled my first Coney 37 years ago, and also helping the Autism Alliance of Michigan. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Take care. The good folks at American Coney Island.